Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, Pinot Noir has just been fascinating me this year, and I've been trying quite a bit of it. I'm looking for that really good, you know, bottle that I can buy a case of and,
right.
You know, toss it down in the cellar. And you've been kind enough to go out and
I'm really been focusing on Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but mostly Pinot Noir this year because I am going to Burgundy in the fall. So if I seem to be doing a lot of Pinot Noir shows, there's a method to the madness, folks.
Anyway, I don't blame you.
We did talk about Byron a couple of weeks back, mm-hmm. and that was really good value. And here's four more that are worth exploring, absolutely. From our friends at La Crema in the Sonoma area is the 2012 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. This is going to retail for about $22, so it still represents, I think, a pretty good value. This is the lightest one of the four that I'm going to talk about. It's got sort of a nice light cherry forward fruitiness, nice mid-palate weight. It's definitely, both of the La Cremas have got a soft, rounded fruitiness to them. I could actually stand for just a bit more structure, but these are at their lower price point, so I think that this actually shows pretty well. I just, you know, final notes, hedonistic and pleasing. And as I said, for $22, I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought that the Monterey region from La Crema showed a little better than the Sonoma Coast did. This is just a little earthier, a little more restraint, a little more overall complexity with, you know, cherry plum structure and just a sort of a touch of earthiness that kind of came through. The structure on this one was a little more elegant, you know, a little bit sort of that play between nice fruit and then just a sort of a touch of lightness on the palate and in the finish. So I liked that one pretty good. That one was actually slightly less expensive at $21 than the Sonoma Coast. So those are two, I thought, pretty good value offerings from La Crema. Had a chance to try two more that were significantly more money, but I think that also, in this particular case, the price point is justified by the quality of the wines. One is called Champ de Rêve. That's Champ de Rêves. This is a 2011. This is from Anderson Valley, which is fairly far north, and is really emerging as a great Pinot Noir production area. So this is worth looking at. This one sells for about $37. This has got a lot going on. Bright cherry spice, touch of earth, cola, and minerality that I think just really sets the whole thing up. Terrific body with great acidity. Just lots of flavors going on here. Well presented, elegant, and structured. So that's the Champ de Rêve 2011 from Anderson Valley. And that's the only wine that they make. And same with a company called Wild Ridge. They only make one wine, and it is a Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. And this is the 2011, and this is around the $40 price point. This is terrific. Rich cherry spice, plum fruit, very full-bodied on the palate. There's a lot going on here. But again, it's got just enough acidity and enough structure that it has a sense of lightness on the palate. Long and clean finish. This was really dynamite stuff. 94 points was my score on the retail of about $40. So there's four nice Pinot Noirs you can play games with if you're experimenting.
And here we want to invite our listeners to attend the American Cancer Society's Taste for Life benefit taking place at the Lyric Theater this Sunday, July 27th. Lots of wine, lots of food, local chefs. For more information, go to tasteforlife.org or call the American Cancer Society. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.